call from Hire My Caregiver.
Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. We currently live in Bucks County. We're about to move to Montgomery County. The agency we're with does not cover Montgomery County, so I have to find a new agency.
I can assist you. We are in Montgomery County, ma'am. Just give me 1 second so I can further assist you.
Okay.
What's your first and last name, ma'am?
First name is Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y. Last name is Zambuto, Z-A-M-B-U-T-O.
My very good friend, childhood friend, his last name is Zambuto. And we used to always say, hey, can we get some of that Zambuto? Funny, good people. Okay, what's your date of birth, Miss Sandy?
My date of birth is 5/13/74.
You're the patient, correct?
No. It's my father-in-law's the patient.
Okay, so are you the caregiver?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just take you out of patient and into caregiver mode. Okay, what's your father-in-law's first and last name?
Charles, same last name.
Okay, and his date of birth?
Is 6/14/44.
And the new home address?
The new home address would be 5 East Front Street, Bridgeport, 19405, I think.
And you said Bridgeport?
Yeah.
Are you happy with your move, your new place?
I mean, when I found this out, I'm dead. I'm about to die.
Oh, no. But you're not happy with your new home?
No. The house is fine.
Okay. Don't worry about the agency. You can go to any agency at this point, so don't worry about it. I'm going to take good care of you guys, okay?
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. What were you currently making with that agency so that at least we can honor your rate and offer you something better?
The last one was, he gets 70 hours. So
a week?
40 hours. Yeah, 70 hours a week. Keep in mind, he's going to be 82 in June.
What a blessing.
He's watching the wall. Yeah. So I want to say
the first 40.
Yeah, the first 40 was like 1425, maybe. I don't remember. It's been over a year. And then it ends up over 20 some dollars, you know, when it's all combined.
No, time and a half. After your first 40 is time and a half.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what they're offering in Montgomery County because it's based on the hours because they pay overtime. I might not be able to honor that, but we might. So I'm going to check the rates for you, all right?
Okay.
All right, now I just need you to write down some information. I did find his number. He's through AmeriHealth.
Yes.
Do you have his service coordinator's info?
Yes.
What's the patient's coordinator's?
Her name is Angie.
Angie?
I don't know her last name.
That's okay. Yeah. I don't need it. Just a good number.
Okay. Her phone number is 610.
Got it.
223.
Okay.
What is it? 223-0151.
Got it. And what's a good number to reach Charles?
He's not going to answer the phone, so I'll give you my phone number.
Yep. Is it the one on my call ID, the 484-792-3588?
Yes.
Would you like to list an alternative number?
No.
Okay. And you're the point of contact, daughter-in-law. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to place you in a brief hold. I have all the information that I need to submit the referral. I just need you to write down some information. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Hold on 1 second. Okay,
take your time.
Ready when you are.
So the name of the agency that's going to hire you and assist Mr. Charles back onto new services is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Okay.
The agency's phone number is
267-551-7400. 551-7400. Okay.
My name is Jasmine. Okay.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, Miss Sandy. Welcome on board, okay? I'm going to always be your to-go-to for anything that you need on the care plan, any changes, any increases, any medical supplies that you feel that he might need as time progresses. You call me. We'll call the service coordinator, and we'll get this rocking and rolling for you, okay?
Okay.
Right now, I'm going to be transferring you to Ms. Ruth. She's going to be further assisting you with Ms. Angie so we could get the authorization. And they're also going to be sending you your hiring application so you can start to get it out the way, okay?
Okay. Can I ask you, it's once a week pay, correct?
Yep, every Friday. And anything over 40 is time and a half, so you're good.
Okay, and then how do you clock in and clock out? Do they use the HHA?
Through the HHA system. It's by law, we have to, everyone has to, all agencies have to do the
Perfect.
HHA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, because family, there was another one in Philly, we lived in Philly, and it was crazy. The app was nuts. I hated it. HHA is what I use now. Perfect.
Simple. Yeah, very simple, very put together. We love the system. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so do I.
HHA exchange. I'm just putting in all the information that she needs. 1 second. And Bridgeport is one word, correct?
Yes.
There's no children in the home? Any minors?
No.
All right. Please hold while I send you to Ms. Ruth, okay? She's going to be further assisting you.
Okay.
Please hold. Welcome to Family First, okay? Please hold.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Family First, we're speaking.
Yes, ma'am. I was just transferred to you guys.
Yes, from Jasmine. You spoke to Jasmine?
Yes.
Jasmine? Okay, good. So I guess you're looking to switch to our agency?
Yes, depending on, you know, what how it works and how long is it going to take.
Mm-hmm. Of course. So let's go over the process so I can tell you exactly how it works. So first of all, you have a caregiver or do you want us to find you one?
No, I am the caregiver for my father-in-law.
Oh, okay.
So we've been doing it for quite some time, a couple of years, but we're moving, and I was under the misinformation that the current place that I'm with now covers Montgomery County, but on the very last day, they're telling me they don't.
Oh, my. Wow. So when are you moving?
Well, I have until the 28th of February, but we were trying to get a jump start. We were trying to get a jump start on it, you know, because the house is ready. The guy, you know, he done moved out, blah, blah, blah. So I thought we can move in it a month earlier, but now we're with all this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll tell you. The process for the caregiver can take even, you know, just a couple of hours or even less. It's very, very simple, but that's if you have your TB test. Did you get one done within the year or not?
Yeah, I got a TB test when I transferred here, which was last year in January.
In January. Oh, so that would just about be expired, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. So we can help you schedule one if you'd like for, you know, today, tomorrow.
So that way
you can get it done as soon as possible. Okay, so when we finish over the phone, I can transfer you over to Monica and she can help you schedule that. But as I said before, for the rest of the paperwork, it's, you know, it takes no time. So let me tell you what it entails. So I will send you everything through text so you see everything. So there are a few links that you need to complete, just very easy, simple. You just click on the link, complete it, and it comes straight to us. And then, as I said, the TB test, and then we need IDs. Which form of IDs do you have?
Well, he has, what is it, a county ID, I think it's called?
No, it's actually for you. You as the caregiver.
Oh, me? Yeah, I have a driver's license.
You have a driver's license. Okay, what about a social? You have that as well?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So you can just send me a picture of both of these. Your driver's license, your social, and that's fine for that. Now, have you been living in Pennsylvania for at least 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll need proof of that. So it can be anything from an old ID to a bank statement, pay stub, any bill, letter, you know, anything like that that's dated for 2 years ago. Do you have anything like that?
Okay. I can probably give you my old ID if I could find it.
Mhm. Wait, what about your existing ID? When was it issued? Was it issued within the last 2 years or more than that?
No, I just renewed it in May.
Oh, you just renewed it. Mhm.
But I think my let me see. I think my old driver's license I have.
Oh, okay, so that's perfect.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I have my old driver's license, and that was 2000. It was issued 4/29/2017.
Oh, okay, that's perfect. That should be fine.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sending you a text message now. Let me know if you get it with all the information so you can see it as well.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. Okay. Once we get over the phone, you can open the links and get it done. But that's what we just went through. That's it. That's it we need from you. For the registration. So as I said, you know, it depends on how fast you'll get it done. Some people, it takes literally just, you know, like 2 hours, the entire thing, or not even. And some people, it can take, you know, weeks. So it depends on how fast they get things done.
Okay.
Yeah. And now the second thing that we'll need is that we'll need to get the authorization from the patient's insurance company.
Okay.
Okay. So that's about it. That's all we need. And that's all we need for, you know, in order for the case to start, for you to be able to work and get paid.
Okay. Now, another thing is the pay, well, how does that work? It's 70 hours.
That's 70
and,
hours? Okay.
Yeah.
Did Jasmine tell you a rate or she didn't tell you?
No.
She didn't tell you. Okay. So I'm going to ask about that. You said it's 70 hours because it depends, you know, on how many hours you have, which area you live in. You know, it's all different because we pay overtime.
Okay.
So I'm going to find out what rate. Just give me a moment. And this is for Charles, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure I got the right one. Okay, so I just asked, so let me see what about my supervisor responds. Do you have any more questions on it?
No.
Oh, Jasmine just telling me that we got you approved for $14.50.
And then overtime would be?
It's time and a half. So any hours past 40 is going to be 1.5 times this amount.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. So that's going to equal to a lot more than $14.50.
Yeah.
Yeah. So got that answer. Any more questions that
now,
you have?
Well, with the TB test, how do I know where to go, when to do it?
So I can get you over to Monica. Thank you for reminding me. Let me see if she's available to take your call. And she can help you schedule.
Okay.
Monica's from HR. She'll be in contact with you. I mean, it's probably going to be both of us. I'm the intake coordinator, so I'm going to, be dealing with, on getting everything just like overall, and Monica is the one that's going to be collecting the paperwork.
Okay.
Okay. So let me see if she's available. Hold on. Okay, I will get you over to Monica, and she'll help you with that. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
And then I would say as soon as you get over the phone, you can send me your IDs, just a picture, reply to that text, and, and get the the other forms done. Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, any questions you have, you can give me a call.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a great one.
Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I need, in the process of starting to transfer, and I need to do, a TB test, ASAP, if we could find it for today, that would be great.
I can try and take a look. Give me one moment so I can upload my system, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Holding. What is your zip code?
19530.
So I don't have anything for today. I do have something for the 24th, which is Saturday.
No, that's the reason of a snowstorm. I don't have to go. I can go in Allentown, which is 18104.
18104. Let me see. I only have for tomorrow. There is a LabCorp for tomorrow at 8:30, 8:45, 2 or 2:15. Oh, but that's in Bethlehem. I don't know how far that is from Bethlehem.
Yeah, that's fine. Is the system is there any way I'll drive? It doesn't matter because I need this as soon as possible. Is there anything we can find for today anywhere? Doesn't matter.
I only work at some AFC clinics that I can see you today, but most of the locations that I have are in Philadelphia. Let me see.
Okay, so that's too far.
Are you near Wincote, PA, or Conshohocken, or Kenneth Square?
Let me see. What'd you say?
Wincote.
Okay.
There's Wincote, PA, Conshohocken, PA.
Yeah, that's like, that's 60 miles.
I mean, unless you want to go to like an urgent care clinic that's close to you, you can walk in, but I won't be able to like schedule you an appointment for that.
But will it be covered?
So you would have to pay for it out of pocket at first, and then we can cover up to $90 of the tax.
Okay. And I could do that at any walk-in?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
For an urgent care, yes. And just try to get the blood work done. But try to see if you can find out the cost first, because I do know that some urgent cares cost like over $100, $150, and we won't be able to cover that.
Right. All right, let's go back to doing it tomorrow.
Okay. So tomorrow I have the Bethlehem location LabCorp, and I have an 8:30, 8:45, a 2 or a 2:15 appointment.
Can we do 2?
Okay. What is your name?
Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, and the last name is Zambuto, Z-A-M-B-U-T-O.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. Your last name was Z like zebra, A-M, B like boy, U like umbrella, T like Tom, O like Oscar?
Yes.
Okay. What's your email?
MEMEZAMBUTO at gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, what is your date of birth? 5/13/74. What is your home address?
530 mm-hmm. College Boulevard, Kutztown, PA, 195-30.
Okay. And the number you're calling me is your phone number, 484-792-3588?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I'll send you the confirmation shortly via text. Make sure that when you go tomorrow, you bring in your ID with you and show them the confirmation slip. And then everything should be paid for. You don't have to cover anything. And then once you finish, just send me a text message that you finished the exam. And then we just wait for the results to come back. Take about 2 to 3 business days.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Did Sunday, did Ruth go over the onboarding requirements with you as well to get you started?
Well, they sent, yeah, she sent some onboarding requirement, application link, competency test, direct deposit, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, perfect. Did you send in your IDs already?
I'm going to do that now.
Okay, you can text it over to me if you'd like. We need the picture of the of either a driver's license or a state ID and your social, okay?
Right.
Now,
she sent a link. Huh?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm sorry? I'm saying she sent a link. Jasmine or the other girl sent a link
to put all the information.
No, it says onboarding requirements link, direct deposit link, competency test link, and the I-9 link.
Yes, that's fine. Yeah, you can upload it there. I do need to submit a background check report on you. Are you comfortable with providing me your social over the phone, or I can just wait till you submit your IDs to run it?
No, it's fine.
All right. What is your social?
So 157-68-5095.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll go ahead and run the report right now, and I'll keep you posted once I get the results in. Once you take care of your TB test. Oh, have you been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yes.
Perfect. So we're going to need a 2-year residency proof. So do you keep your old expired IDs with you?
I do. That's what I have. It's from 2017.
Okay, all right, perfect. Just take a picture and you can upload it to your I-9 form, or you can just send it to me via text, whatever's easier for you.
So when you say send it to you via text, what number?
It's going to be 267.
Yeah.
551.
Yeah.
7422.
7422, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm going to be sending you the confirmation for your appointment, so you'll have my number there as well, okay?
Okay, so then I will send you the IDs through there as well.
All right, sounds great, Sandy. So we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay. All right, perfect, thank you.
You're welcome. If you have any questions on any of the requirements, you can give me a call. I'm here until 3:30, okay?
Okay, perfect, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Oh. Bye-bye.